Amen. You may be seated. Well, the scripture has been read. The sermon has been preached. So I'm just going to share a few words. I want to ask all the kids to come down here. We're going to have a little gift for you in a minute, too. So anybody who's a kid, whatever age you are, if you're small enough and you want to bring a parent with you, you may do that as well. Just come down here and sit on the steps. Pastor Randy will see if he can sit in this little tiny chair. Boy, that's a little chair. Hi, guys. Just have a seat. We're just going to talk a little bit here. I remember many years ago when my daughter was Mandy was Mary in this play, many years ago, by 25 years ago. My son Justin was a shepherd or a wise man, I'm not sure, but I do know he corrected the pastor during the message, and Justin was right. One of his parents was proud, the other was embarrassed, but it was a great evening. When I was small, you guys, I had five brothers and sisters, and we used to do a Christmas show for our own family. It wasn't a big stage, but we had our own family, and I was, who do you think I was? I wasn't the baby Jesus. I was Joseph, and my older sister was Mary, and my little sister, even though she was a girl, she was a baby, so she got to be Jesus. And then later on, we brought in two shepherds. I adopted a baby brother and a baby sister because we needed shepherds. So, and we used to do our whole thing. I was in my bathrobe as Joseph, and I think we taped together paper towel rolls or something for my staff. That's all we had, but it was fun. We had a great time. And so I love Christmas. I always love Christmas because we celebrate it together. And you know, what do you like about Christmas? One of the things I really like about Christmas. Yes, sir.
Presents.
That's right. He said Jesus' presence is what he always wanted. Gifts. We like gifts. Yeah, what do you like?
I like spending time with my family.
You like spending time with your family. Seriously, or do you like gifts better? No, that's awesome. I love spending time with my family. Yes, sir.
I like sleeping in.
Sleeping in. Now, that didn't happen in my house on Christmas morning. Yeah. We got up pretty early, yes.
The music.
Of course, the music pastor would say, his son would say, the music. And you're right. You're totally right, Marco. That's fantastic. Yes?
Jesus'
birth. Yes. Very good. Yes. A couple more. Yeah.
I like hearing the Christmas story, even though I've already heard it so many times.
Isn't that the truth? She likes hearing the Christmas story, even though she's heard it so many times. You can't hear it enough, can you, that Jesus came for us and he loved us? We'll do two more. Yes?
The Christmas spirit.
The Christmas spirit. That's good. I'm not sure what it is, but that's awesome. Yes? Christmas cookies, a woman after my own stomach, our heart, after my own heart. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the things at Christmas, and one of the things I really did like was gifts. I got to be honest, I was a little guy, but I liked getting gifts. Yeah, really, I was a little guy at one time, and I loved getting gifts. I was so excited to get gifts under the tree, but I found out something. Sometimes the best gifts are not the big giant ones. They're the little tiny ones. Isn't that the truth? You know, you can get a big giant gift. I could wrap up a big gift for you, and you might open it up, and it might be a broom. Whatever. Or what if you opened a little tiny gift, and it's a beautiful diamond necklace or a ring or some M&Ms? I mean, something fantastic. So I want to talk to you about little gifts. We read the story about Jesus. You remember the story, right? This is a precious little baby, but this was a tiny little gift that we got. God gave us a tiny gift. Guess what happened 35 years ago yesterday in my house? We got a baby. A beautiful gift, Amanda Noel. That's her name, Amanda Noel. She's watching from Alaska. Hi, Mandy. Hi, Afton. But so we got a baby at Christmas, and they actually brought her out in a big red stocking. The nurses brought her out in a big red stocking. It was kind of cool. And thankfully, when she was born, they were playing the first Noel in the room. If they'd been playing Rudolph, she'd be Amanda Rudolph, but now she's Amanda Noel. So that worked out really well. So we like getting Christmas presents. We've already mentioned that. We like getting gifts. What's some of your favorite gifts you've ever gotten at Christmas? Yes? Think about it, Jude. Yes?
Skateboard.
Seriously? Skateboard. Nice. Yes? I know you're Leo, by the way. Go ahead.
I once got a really good Lego set.
a nice Lego set. By the way, I saw yesterday they're making Lego flip-flops that you can wear when you're playing Lego. So you know, I'm serious. So you don't hurt your feet. They're Lego colors. Yes. What's a great gift you like?
Another Lego.
Another Lego. They're popular, yeah. A what? Well, yeah, this is a Christmas thing. Okay, what's a great gift? It didn't have to be Christmas.
One time randomly, my dad just gave me an Xbox.
He just gave you an Xbox randomly? I'd like to meet your dad later. We have an offering coming up, and maybe he'll want to be generous. Yes. Yeah. What do you like?
I want a troll.
Oh, a troll?
He wants a troll.
I love trolls. I really do. I love their crazy hair, because when I was in high school, I used to have crazy hair like my little boy has now, but I enjoyed it. So, that's good. So we talked about a little tiny gift in a baby and how awesome that was. And that's what Christmas is all about. And like you said, you like to hear the Christmas story over and over. I do too. I love to hear how Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem and she was ready to have that baby. And there was no room for them in any houses or inns, so they probably went into a big house at the bottom of the house. They used to have a place where they kept animals, and they had a manger there. And the King of Kings, the greatest person of all time, was born in a lowly manger. Isn't that amazing? And it wasn't like kings and important people that came to see him. It was shepherds. Because remember the angels? We saw the angels. They spoke to the shepherds, and they said, hey, a son of God is going to be born. He's going to be called Jesus. Jesus means God saves us, and Emmanuel, God is with us. What an awesome gift, a little gift of a baby. So I've got a little gift for you tonight, too. I'm going to sing a song first, but I'm going to give it to you. You know what this is. What is this?
Candy cane.
And it's got a lot of meaning to it, doesn't it? It was first, about 350 years ago, a priest, it was just a white stick of sugar, and he gave it to the kids to keep them quiet in church. But then another guy said, I'm going to make this into a, what? What does this look like? Shepherds use them.
A staff,
exactly. A shepherd's staff. And then somebody said, well, if we're going to make a staff out of it, let's put some flavor in there. So they flavored it peppermint. And guess what? In the middle of every candy cane are three stripes. What do we know that's three? Yes. That's correct. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Leo, you are good. So, and also, what's the other thing about a candy cane? Red and white. Jesus' blood that he shed for us, and the white is what?
White is purity.
Purity that he gives us, he makes us white as snow. Now, here's another interesting thing about this candy cane, a little tiny gift. It's a shepherd's crook. It talks about Jesus. And what is this?
It's
a letter J for who?
Jesus.
You guys are too much for me. You're very smart. You're very smart. And the J is for Jesus. And that's why, you know, I'm going to give you all a candy cane. And yeah, you can, if your parents let you, you can eat it. And if you had a little brother or sister that was too afraid to come down, you can get one for them too. But I want you to think about it as you're tasting the deliciousness of the peppermint and the sugar. Think of how sweet it is to know that Jesus came for you and he died for you and he loves you. And he started as a little baby, right? Do you think his mom was kind of like surprised when that angel said, you're going to have a baby? And she didn't even have a husband yet. And she's going to have a baby. Let's have a word of prayer together. And then I'll let you head back to your seats. And as you head down the aisle, Justin Randall Mayfield, my baby boy, is going to give you what happened to mine? Did they set it out here? He's going to give you one of these, a candy cane. And you're going to remember what it's about. Okay, let's pray together. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for reminding us again and again that you have come for us as a baby on Christmas to grow to be a man who loved us so much that this is the greatest gift. God so loved the world that he gave us this great gift of Jesus. And whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's the greatest gift we have, that Jesus came and he gives us everlasting life. Jesus, may we have a joyous and a merry and a wonderful Christmas as we spend time with our families, as we open our gifts, and as we remember that this is the day that Jesus came to the world. And everybody said, Amen.